So a very large focus of this camp, even though we are not necessarily Indigenous ourselves, we know that in Canada, there has been a big, big push for Indigenous communities to become involved, to be recognized. And so that was one of the big pushes behind this.
Hey, Bob WP here, and welcome to WordPress Event Talk, a Do the Woo podcast show. In today's show, we have host Devin talking with Shanta, who is one of the organizers of WordCamp Canada. So tune in and listen to everything you need to know about the very first WordCamp Canada.
Hello, Shanta. How are you today?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Very good, thanks. Very good.
It's really nice that we got this opportunity because, you know, I know WordCamp Canada is happening. You know, we've got news and questions and everything in the Make WordPress Slack. But this is, I think, the first time we see each other. Like,
yeah, I think so.
So how's everything? How's the prep? Let's let us know what's happening now with you and your team and the prep coming to, like, this is probably the second last month before July, the 11 and 13, right?
Right. Yeah, we're down to the wire for sure.
Mm-hmm.
It certainly hasn't been an easy run. I've been on organizing teams before. Most of my team, if not all of them, have been on an organizing team at some point. So we're very, you know, experienced in this, thankfully. But I think since we last did one, there have been some changes. We're also running a regional, not a local camp. So there's a little bit more pressure on this one, but we get a little bit more exposure. One of the challenges I know that we've had is getting team members to come in and stay with us. And I think that it doesn't speak to the team itself, because believe me, I have the best team in the world. Okay. They've been absolutely amazing, absolutely supportive, and they know what they're doing. Like, this is the thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what we've had challenges with is, and I think it's just the world today, is just people are too busy. Right. So, I mean, we thought it was a good year to do this. And it had been so long since any of the other camps had really gone on. We have had a couple of local camps in Canada since COVID. But, you know, we realized that if we all did our own local camps, especially in the same region, sponsors would be stressed because then they would have to either pick and choose this one or that one. And none of us have the resources to hold our own camps, just by team members alone. So we decided we were just going to pull everyone together and say, we are going to do this together.
All right.
Right? We're going to pull our resources, pull our effort, and just go forward. And we had, you know, discussions with some of the community team, with Matt, and he was looking forward to it as well. So I'm hoping that someone might make an appearance.
Let's see.
I'm not promising. I'm nowhere near it. I'm hoping. That's all. But it has definitely been a difficult turn. But my team is pulling this together very, very well. We've almost got the minimum amount of sponsorship. We can always use more. Ticket sales have been a lot lower than we expected. And we had such high hopes for this. So I'm not talking in past tense, but what I'm saying is at this point, I would have expected a lot more enthusiasm and just from the community as a whole, like the Canadian people as a whole. We have such amazing people that are coming in to speak, such amazing sponsors. And I thought, yeah, this is going to be it. And we just haven't had the same engagement that I was hoping for. That doesn't mean it won't come.
Yep. Yeah, definitely. Well, let's stop there, and we'll go back to that later, but you mentioned about team members. So I assume this is your co-organizers, right? When you say team members, right? And because, and if I'm not mistaken, this is the first time, right? The first WordCamp Canada, like the first regional WordCamp in North America. So let's step back a little bit and give us a little bit of context. Like, well, I can start with question such as, how many do you know, like, as of now, how many WordPress meetup groups in Canada? And then how many are they active or inactive? And when you said something, you said earlier, you know, the community came together, like, who are these community you're talking to? The meetup organizers in Canada, where are they from? And as you mentioned earlier, so folks, we did have local webcams from Canada, like I think WordCamp Vancouver. I'm not sure if Ontario, did we have Ontario 2022, 2023?
Ontario would be considered regional.
All right. Okay. But we have Vancouver, I think. That's for sure. I remember.
That is correct. And Montreal had an online one.
Like, did you go to, like, let us know as well. Did you go to these two WordCamps, like online and offline? How did you talk to them during these camps? Like, I guess we want to know the story behind how you can pull off this support across Canada that come together. And then, yeah, what was the hope that you initially able to gather when you spoke with all of these folks from Canada?
So as far as the number of meetups, I don't remember the exact number, but it is probably in the 15 to 20 range. Okay. But I don't think it's much higher than that. The highest concentration of them is in Ontario. So a lot of us in Ontario, because we're so close together, right, we're probably in the, you know, the geographic area of the size of one state in the US.
I see. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I'm in Hamilton. So Hamilton has had theirs. Toronto, which is about an hour away, had theirs. And then there was Ottawa, which is about another 4 hours away from that, would have theirs, right? Those are the three, you know, main ones, I would say. Then there's Niagara as well, which is another half hour in the other direction. And so we would all just attend each other's WordCamps before COVID. We know that people have been burnt out, and even trying to keep the meetups going during COVID itself, I know, was a big challenge. So in 2017, I'm going to take a step back for a second. I remember attending a WordCamp in Toronto. And at that time, there was only about six WordCamps going. There are plenty of meetup groups, don't get me wrong, but there's about six main WordCamps. And I was attending the one in Toronto, if I remember correctly. And Halifax had their first one that year. And one of the people that I know was a speaker at Halifax said that she had accepted to speak at Halifax. And then her hometown of Calgary announced that they were having theirs on the very same weekend.
Oh, right.
And I said, we only have six camps in a year, give or take. We should not be having conflicts in our own country.
Exactly.
About, you know, between, say, May and October. That's about the time that we have to put ours on, right? And so I said, we need to start up our own Slack instance. So we actually have WordPress Canada as a Slack team.
Is it still active?
And I invited all of those communities in. So it's been running since 2017.
That's great.
Mm-hmm. You know, there's also a Facebook group, which is a different setup. But, you know, we at least know some of the people there and so on. And I usually say, hey, if you're not successful here and you want to come over to Slack, please be my guest. But I'm always, you know, please use what resources you have there in the first. But the goal was, is so that all of these camps and meetups and WordPressers in Canada can talk to one another. That was the whole point of it. So when we started looking at WordCamp Canada, we were talking about it even over COVID. We said, if any time to do it, it's now, while we're all remote, right? So that we don't have to worry about traveling halfway across the country or all of the way, as the case might be. So that conversation started maybe 4 or 5 years ago. And so as things started opening up again, we decided that we were going to go for this. And we did invite all of those areas in. We even scheduled the meetings later in our day, Eastern time, to make sure that we could get the Western time zones. And we've had members of the teams from Vancouver, from Calgary, and they've just gotten so busy that they aren't able to continue. Same thing with Quebec, which is also a very big component of ours, especially with the bilingualism. And I mean, I thought we'd done a pretty good job in announcing it, inviting people. We post every week in that Slack channel. If there's anybody who wants to join, you can just join us, right? We don't close down the meetings or anything. And, you know, apparently the message didn't get through maybe as well as we thought it had as to when we had scheduled it, you know, but we'd asked for organizers quite a bit. Anyway, so we've got at least one of the organizers from Montreal who's now helping us translate.
Mm-hmm.
Because unfortunately, on a WordCamp website, you can't do multi-language.
Probably not yet.
You actually have to have an entirely different site. That's a whole other ballgame. I know Twitter was a bit of a buzz this weekend about it. So, you know, we've done our best to sort of bring in, you know, areas of the country. Whether we've succeeded in that, I'm not entirely sure. I'll be completely honest. Most of the organizers are in the Ontario sort of band. But we welcome it. If anyone else is still available, you know, we are looking for organizers, both from the East Coast, the West Coast, Quebec, anywhere in between.
All right. Well, that sounds like a huge challenge. I mean, what you faced during COVID and everything, probably faced by others. But I guess the fact that geographically Canada is so huge, and then you also have Quebec with this bilingual, so that adds a lot of flavor in the way of community organizing can happen, right? So that's interesting. And I know this is only, like, we have only 2 months to go, but you hear Santa, they are still open for folks from other cities across Canada, the meetup organizers who haven't been involved. If you change your mind, you want to come on board, this is the time. So Santa is still open and happy to get all the efforts from you. So I see that, you know, regional WordCamp such as WordCamp Canada, seen as a vehicle, as a way of reactivating meetups in that country or in that region. So I'm guessing you also have this in mind when you started off everything. You have these hopes that these WordCamp Canada that will bring people together would also ignite all these, you know, meetup organizers across Canada to also start organizing events again, you know, local, regular, easy to organize, easy to attend. Is there any special sort of approach that you add to the way you organize the WordCamp, be it like in a form of like a panel discussion, or is there any activities that you organize to bring that up? Or any call for something, or in fact, if you have any follow-up plan after WordCamp Canada, what you're hoping to happen in achieving this goal of reactivating the whole meetup groups in Canada. Is there anything you can share?
No, you're absolutely right. That is one of the other reasons why we wanted to do a Canada one, almost as a way to start things off. because we know that, you know, some people have left the area or have shifted, and things like that. I know, you know, unfortunately in Hamilton itself, for example, I lost my co-organizer during COVID, not because of COVID, but unfortunately, and I didn't find out about it for quite a while. So I was, you know, so now I'm by myself. So, you know, the hope is to reignite and allow the areas that don't necessarily have the critical mass, right, to start their own community, to know that they're not alone, and give them a chance to connect with other WordPressers, right? For example, in Manitoba, which is the next province over from Ontario, we have a Winnipeg meetup group there, and they've done one WordCamp to my knowledge. Saskatchewan has none that we are aware of and that we've reached out. And we've also used the community team to help reach out to all of the meetup groups across the continent or across the country. And unfortunately, we haven't had as much feedback from that as we'd like. Apparently, there's some problems with notifications. So we're not sure whether we're getting the right people. So we may need to, you know, rethink that. But then there's a couple in Calgary, and there's at least one there's some in Alberta and then some in British Columbia. So, and then of course to the east. But so what if there are WordPressers in places like Saskatchewan? There are people in Manitoba, and, you know, we have nothing to the north of that. Yes, there are actually regions north of us even. So we also put a big focus, and maybe we were a little ambitious, but we also wanted to include the Indigenous communities. So a very large focus of this camp, even though we are not necessarily Indigenous ourselves, we know that in Canada, there has been a big, big push for Indigenous communities to become involved, to be recognized. And so that was one of the big pushes behind this. Our logo itself has Indigenous roots in it. And one of the hopes was is that on Contributor Day, that when we were talking about multi-lang and stuff like that, it wasn't just going to be the French and the Canadian and the English, right? Because English for Canadians is different than English for the Americans, which is something that which is why we wanted to do this, because a lot of people don't realize there are a lot of differences, especially in the technology, things like shipping across borders. Anyway, but the goal was to actually include those Indigenous communities, because if anything, something like WordPress is going to be an amazing vehicle for them to get their stories out. If WordPress is about democratizing the web, then what better way to help those Indigenous communities get their stories out? So our big push was not only to reinvigorate the existing communities, but to also help invigorate new communities. Mm-hmm. And to also, especially not just WordPress communities or not just geographic ones, but those communities that are underrepresented, especially in Canada. So the hope was is that on Contributor Day that we could be one of the first camps to actually contribute to one of the Indigenous languages.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
In order to do that, we need people who have knowledge in those Indigenous languages to attend.
Sure.
And so we do have some panels that are, directed at Indigenous communities. We have panels that are directed to communities. So this is not necessarily going to be a camp where you're going to find a how-to. That's not to say that there won't be those. There will be elements of a traditional camp. But the main focus on this was to make sure that we could invigorate the community, re-engage the community, and help potentially start and reignite the communities that are out there, or just even start new ones and put us on the map, literally and figuratively.
Yeah. Well, I hope that sounds a huge, huge, like, you know, goal. I mean, out of the other goals that you also wish to achieve through this camp, but finger crossed, I am totally with you when it comes to, you know, democratizing the web, giving folks opportunity, you know, to be heard, to be recognized. And I am totally also with you when it comes to bringing the indigenous language into the tech world through WordPress, you know. Have you been able to secure any speakers or main contributors representing the indigenous folks in Canada? Or do you still need for more help?
So we've got our speaker lineup. And I know that we have more than enough people to actually fill those panels, for which I'm ever so grateful for. I know that we are working on securing our keynote speaker with hopefully some additional sponsorship from some funding that is coming through a third party person. I'm not sure exactly if I'm allowed to release the details exactly, but it's still a negotiation at this point. Yeah, with any luck, we will have a keynote speaker as well that is from the Indigenous communities, and that will hopefully be able to, to set the tone for this camp.
Well, I'm interested. I'm looking at WordCamp Canada's site at the moment, and you said something like your logo has already include this aspect of Indigenous. Can you elaborate more or kind of pinpoint where I should go and see? I see the WAPU holding a bowl, red bowl with the maple leaf, and then the something looking like beanie. I'm not sure.
So,
yeah, tell us more about that.
Okay, so what you see is the WAPU with a toque. Honestly, that's a placeholder. That is one of the WAPUs from Ottawa. Okay, they designed those a number of years ago, so they were kind enough to lend those to us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
We actually are still finalizing the logo itself as we speak. So. So a lot of this was placeholder until we got it. One of the challenges we've had is we've had almost no designers join the team, and we've had very little social media join the team. So we and everybody's been very busy. I know one of our team members has just finished teaching, so they've just been able to help a little bit more with the social media and getting the word out and so on. So. This may change very shortly in terms of what you're seeing, but the general idea was, and I'm not as good at explaining this as some of the members of the team, the goal was two canoes flowing down a river, because one is supposed to represent the Indigenous communities, and the other is supposed to represent the more immigration and immigrants that have come to this country over, centuries, and that the idea that the two go down the river together. So even though there's only one in the header beautiful. There, that was just something that we threw together.
Yeah. Yeah. At the moment I only see one.
The goal, and that was what I was saying, we were trying to get the two in there and it just didn't. So the actual logo will include two of them. And so we wanted the logo not necessarily to be a WAPU. It's a placeholder for now. It's, it works. And we've even, I think, got our, we've got, I think, a page in there that shows all the previous WAPUs, right? So you might even find, our Hamilton one at some point or.
Oh, what is that?
This is for those of you kids, it's the HAMU. It's what we call the HAMU. And the GIF actually will have lasers coming out of the visor that he has on.
The eye.
Yeah, yeah. I think our friend James Tryon over at the Wapoos has said that that is one of his top 10 favorites.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I see that you have these Twitter and Facebook icon here. So not yet on Instagram yet. You're all not yet on Instagram yet.
No, I don't think so. No. I think we had it set up, but we're not necessarily managing it as yet. Like I said, we're still rolling that out. We had somebody who was kind enough to set it all up. And then unfortunately, they had life happen. So they couldn't continue working on it. So we at least had that set up. We also had LinkedIn as well. We do have it on LinkedIn. So I'm going to remember to remind them to actually look at that as well.
Yeah, and I'm actually checking out your one of the pages on the site. It's called WordPress. WordPress in your city, WP in your city. And so there's also a long list of meetup groups in Canada, and some of them has very interesting WAPU. I mean, most of them are the placeholder, but I see this very interesting WAPU with cowboy hat. And then there's one holding, there's one with a bigger tail. So is that like a, what do you call that animal?
It's a beaver.
It's a beaver, right? Oh my God, that's so cute.
The one for Ottawa is a beaver. That's right.
Right. Yeah, so you all have to check out this page.
Yep. Yeah, that was it. So they did up a couple of them. So we're borrowing Ottawa's quite a bit. I just noticed that the Hamilton one isn't on there, so I'll make sure that that we get that one up as well. But so like you say, there's a bunch of these meetups from all over. They do all have social media on there, at least in some part, whether it's just the meetup or more. So,
and this is nice as well that you listed the last WordCamp happens in this particular city or organized by this particular group. Excellent. So yeah, this is when I first saw your site, it's like there's like big and deep and there's a lot of hopes and like it's just, I'm wondering what happens on the day. Like, do you plan anything different than the usual WordCamp happens in Canada so far? I wonder also whether there's some sort of cultural aspect in the schedule. Is it anything like that?
Well, rumor has it there's going to be a game show. So there will be Canadian trivia involved. I can tell you that. We're going to be educating everyone on what Canada is or is not. You know, contrary to popular belief, we do not all live in igloos. When I was a kid, we used to get pen pals through this service. And this is back before the internet, of course. And, you know, you'd write letters back and forth. And I had one in Brazil who actually asked me, so do you really live in igloos all day? Course not. So, you know, but there are a lot of misconceptions about Canada. And, yes, we do apologize a lot. Yes, we say A, which is why the hashtag is WCEH.
Where is the hashtag on this site?
Whenever we're tweeting something out, that kind of thing, it's the hashtag that we use, or the short form that we use is WCEH. So WCA.
I see.
It's kind of like it's a Canadian thing. Like we always say A at the end of some sentence or something. So we decided to play up on it. And I have to thank, I believe that it is WordCamp Birmingham, Alabama, because they have WordCamp Y'all.
Oh.
So we sort of borrowed that and we decided instead of, they always say y'all, how you doing y'all? Well, then we decided to go A. How's it going, eh? Same sort of idea. So that's where the A comes from, like the EH. A? How's it going, eh?
I'm looking at one here. Contributor Day? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah, like exactly. Yeah. Day.
Oh my God, this is so cute.
Yeah. I cannot take credit for that one. But even our sponsorships are Canadian based. Like you have the maple syrup one, you have the butter tart one. It just goes on and on. So yeah, like we're going to be almost, I don't want to say you're going to be sick of Canadians, but you are going to get a well-rounded education. Let's just say in like if we could have used Coffee Crisp somewhere, we would have, but it's unfortunately it's you know, it's copyrighted. But when I go to a WordCamp, even in anywhere in the US, now I am known as the person who has Coffee Crisp. I went to one in Buffalo 2 weeks ago and somebody came up, "So you have them, right?"
Right.
Meaning, do you have the Coffee Crisp?
That is something to look forward to, definitely. So if you're around Canada or this is actually a call for all folks, Canadian WordPressers, or folks who probably don't know WordPress yet, thinking of having a website but not sure where to have it, this is also the opportunity, I guess. So talking about that, is there anything that you include in your planning to reach out to these new users, bringing new attendees? I mean, I know you've hoping for veterans, all the communities to come back, but I guess COVID also brought us new users, right? And those folks, they're probably not aware that our community have meetups, have WordCamps, and so slowly they're catching up. Oh, there's such thing as WordPress meetup. Oh, there's such thing as WordCamp and other WordPress events. Is there anything that you planned for them? You know, because in our tickets, we also have those questions. Are you first timers? Is this your first time attending WordPress events or WordCamp? So, yeah. Anything?
So we've done our best to at least, you know, get our words out through our own networks, through, like I said, mostly on things like social media. I think we can definitely do a better job of it, but as I say, that's coming. We're a little bit slow on it, but I think we're gonna do probably a better job of that. Sorry for the noise. One of the things we're going to be working on very shortly is putting together some more posts, more content for some of our attendees and or some of our speakers to express why they are coming, right? We have people like Nathan Ingram, Mark Benzekin, Corey Miller coming, right? Some really big names in the WordPress space. And they're Americans. Okay, so let me be clear. We put as many Canadians in this as we possibly can. And we've done, I think, pretty damn good job of, you know, things like diversity, you know, visible minorities, indigenous communities. We've looked at this three times over. That's not to say that we, you know, are perfect on this, but I think we've done a pretty good job. But we also wanted to get some of those quote heavy hitters in, right? So that people could show, like we can show people, say, look, we're a big time, organization here, right? So, or we at least have that kind of pull, right? If we can pull in people like this, and so hopefully we're going to have some more content related to, you know, why are we having, you know, Americans coming to the Canadian one? Because they support us, right? They've been, you know, ever since we've been talking about this, they're like, so when is this happening? And I've had a number of people, even Canadians, so I don't know where they're hiding. Maybe they're under a rock somewhere. But, you know, so it's not to say that, you know, it was strictly going to be a Canadian lineup, because I think it's also important that we are also good to our neighbors to the south, as we say, right? So, I mean, we even also reached out to some of the meetups that are also very close to us are places like Buffalo and Rochester, New York, right? So we call them our honorary Canadians, you know? They come to ours, we go to theirs, it's sort of a back and forth. So, you know, a lot of this is about the relationships that we have with other countries, right? So I think, you know, there's definitely a higher level of Canadians versus the versus anywhere else in the world. And I'm pretty sure that we were on parity pretty well for representation in the gender space as well.
Yeah, I'm looking at your speakers, your schedule at the moment. I see some very familiar names, but there are also names that I'm not aware of. So that's a good sign. Probably I need to hang out more.
But that's another thing, too, is we wanted to make sure that we also did our best to balance out sort of, you know, maybe some new speakers and shine the Canadian light on, you know, it's what we call Canadian content up here. We there's a phrase that we use when we even have American shows that are playing on the TV or whatever. They have to put in so many Canadian commercials on this, and the broadcasters have a certain amount that they have to play that is Canadian related and so on. So we almost always joke about Canadian content, but this is exactly what it is making sure that we have the representation from our own country, but as well as inviting those in so that they can even share their experiences, you know, with Canadians or not. Because I think it shows the differences exactly what we need to show.
Yeah. So I see that this is going to be a 3-day event. And so the first day going to be contributor day. And then followed by full 2 days of conference days. And okay, so this is the same question that I asked to WordCamp Europe organizers, whom I interviewed a couple of weeks ago. So out of this amazing lineup, you know, interesting topics and, as you mentioned, there's like veteran and new speakers, and they both offer the same exciting talk. Do you have any favorite? And I give you three because I don't have anybody else to ask. If you want to share three top that it's not your favorite in a way that you're so looking forward to, or something that you are so happy that they are there because it just makes a difference or something. Like, whatever, three either speakers or three topics, three sessions that you want to highlight.
Well, I think one of the ones, I know we haven't published our panelists yet, but that's another post that's probably coming. But I can never get enough of the three I've already mentioned, so I won't use them in this, but Michelle is one of our honorary Canadians, not just because she's from Rochester, but she is always a very helpful member of the community and is always up for re-engaging and helping build those communities. So that's definitely one I have to point out. At the same time, however, and this is where it's going to be challenging, you've got working across borders. This, to me, is one of the key things that a lot of, let's say, the Americans or other places in the world don't think about when they're dealing with Canadians. Because Americans assume, well, like, there's no problem with shipping, right? Well, of course there is, because it's coming across a border and there's immigration and, customs and all that kind of stuff involved. But the same with the rest of the world, I think. Now, maybe I'm wrong, right? But a lot of people aren't aware that you have to, like, if they ship something to the US or they ship something to Canada, they think it's the same thing. We may have an unguarded border, but that doesn't mean that we can just take stuff and walk across the border, you know? So I think that's going to be a really key one for me, because that is that's kind of why I based Canada, the WordCamp Canada, on in my mind. So I think that's going to be a really interesting one. Of course, you know, as a sort of blanket one, there's the Indigenous communities and the accessibility ones, because we have different accessibility laws. That's a whole other ballgame, right? So I'm going to let, like, there's a bunch of those as well, of course.
Yeah, I see that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think, So having things like sustaining WordPress into the next generation with Miriam Schwab, who's coming from Elementor. That's going to be a big one because it's going to be a lot about making sure that we have this not just around the world, but also in the Canadian space. And Miriam, of course, lived it and has family here in Canada. So she's also an honorary Canadian in our books.
Well, you mentioned about accessibility, and I see a lot. Like, one of them is how to ensure your website complies with Canadian accessibility law. So this is something that tend to get overlooked by probably the new beginner developers or designers, but I think this is very important. Yeah, that's by Amber Hintz, the Amber Hintz, right? Right. So, and yeah, this WordPress, empowering the underserved in rural Ontario. So there's a lot of also the local, very Canadian focus topic. So I guess you're right. And you mentioned, you know, the whole parity, ensuring that everyone is equally represented. Good job, team. This is really great. I guess you mentioned earlier in the beginning, there's challenges with like time, availability and everything. So I'm wondering, I mean, I know this is not end yet. You still have 2 months to work things out, to explore, to try different way of reaching out to folks, you know, push your outreach a bit more. But so far, what are the lesson learned that you can share, especially for WordPress event organizers in North America? Yeah, if there's anything.
Well, I mean, we've definitely tried a few things. And I think one that has been successful is the idea of having a multiple number of levels for allowing people to sponsor. So, you know, usually they just have the booths and, you know, maybe a name on the website and that's it. We actually decided we were going to try a couple of different things, like sponsoring the Wi-Fi, sponsoring one of the coffee meetups and whatever. So giving people an opportunity to get away from the booths, you know, and making a lot, you know, some of them a lot more affordable, especially for some of the startups.
Exactly.
So things like a plug-in table, as we called it, or like a shared table, which basically means you get a chair at a table with, say, 10 or 15 other companies where you can put your flyers out. And even if you're not there, at least you've got a space to put your stuff, right? Because we know that there are a lot of cases where, you know, people just walk around the tables and they just drop their stuff around, which is not, you know, really the key. So in order to, you know, sort of help curb that, we decided we were going to have a shared table, and you basically pay, I think it's like $1,000 to have a chair at a table with, you know, some of your fellow organizers, so that you're almost sharing the cost of a booth and say, hey, if I have to go to the washroom or something, hey, they're going to be back in a couple minutes. It also in and of itself builds community.
Exactly.
Also, if you didn't necessarily have the people to stay at the table all the time, or, you know, you didn't have enough to put up a booth, you know, you also can put an insert in our bags, right? So you have that ability as well. You know, we have that kind of ability. The idea is that, you know, you have all these different availability levels, and you can do almost anything at this camp. The one thing I will say is that we did, you know, for a regional WordCamp, the rules are slightly different than for a local WordCamp in terms of the ticket prices. So I want to address that because, you know, a lot of people looked at the ticket prices and were like, oh, well, wait a minute, you guys are over the usual $40 a day type of ticket, right? Well, first of all, you're talking Canadian dollars, which is different than the American level dollars, okay? So people don't take that into account as well. But on top of that, this is a regional camp. So we're trying to do for more people than you would for a local camp. We're having it at an amazing venue, a conference center in Ottawa. That was a big challenge for us, just to find a space that could accommodate the numbers that we were going to need. So I will mention that at least. And so I think some of the challenges have been putting together the team itself. We've had challenges with, you know, turnover and just people, you know, not having the ability to take on what they promised to do. Everyone has wonderful intentions, and I thank every one of them, and I don't hold it against them. I really don't. But at the same time, I think there has to be a certain level of commitment that has to be thrown in right from the beginning, that, you know, you've got to stick with this. And I know life happens, right? But I think if I was to do this again, I'd look at getting more people and more commitment before starting. Like, not just saying, hey, we've got enough to get this started. Get enough people to keep it running through the whole thing. And then say, okay, we now have this team. We vibe, we mesh together, and we're good. So that is one thing I'd probably say that I would look for people is, don't just get the three people who can sign it and then start. Make sure that you have a good team and a good variety of people. Like, again, I've got some great people, but we're lacking in things like social media, like design, and everyone else is a developer. You know, so that's a bit of a challenge. So make sure that you have not just a diverse team in terms of who you have on your team, like the members themselves, but also their skill set.
Wow. Yeah, that's very helpful. Yeah.
We tried also, and we did do this in conjunction with permission, I guess you could say, with Central that didn't work. And we tried it as an experiment, was to actually have a third sort of track for sponsors. Now, they weren't necessarily going to be 45-minute long, you know, talks and whatever. First of all, they were going to be very clearly identified, okay, as a sponsor track. You were going to be sold to. They weren't necessarily going to be recorded and put up on WordPress.tv. What we wanted to do was offer sponsors a chance to actually connect and present to a crowd, right, and have a captive audience. And so what we decided to do is instead do 4 15-minute segments over the 2 days. And we thought that this would be a really like big uptake. Like, it was going to be part of our packages and things like that. So that, you know, you had 15 minutes, you know, like one in the morning, one in the afternoon, on both days, that you could address an attentive crowd, right? Possibly some users, possibly some people who are interested in what you had. That did not work as well as we thought it would. We had very little interest in it. And, but yeah, we thought that that would be a big thing, and it just didn't pan out. So instead of having, you know, again, we called it a sponsor track, but really it was just going to be sort of smaller promotional sort of schedules. We just ended up opening a third track. So unfortunately we didn't get the sponsor money that we hoped to get from that. But at the same time, we've now just gained, you know, the opportunity to have some more wonderful speakers.
It's gonna be busy and probably, I would say, a little bit challenging as a attendee, because there's so many interesting tracks, so many interesting people and talk.
Just made it harder. That's right.
I know. Oh, I wish I can call myself. I can split into like 2-3 people. All right. Well, while listening to you, I'm clicking around and I see there's this Bring Your Team Together page. Do you want to like just talk quickly about that? So probably companies can.
This was another idea that we were hoping would take off. And I don't know whether I'd say it was a success or not. And that doesn't say that it may not still happen. What we wanted to do is, especially in a place like Canada, where everything is so spread out, right? We have almost two provinces in the middle between WordPress communities, almost. And, you know, you have some on the West Coast, some on the East Coast, somewhere in the middle. And if you're all coming to WordCamp Canada, why not use that as an opportunity to meet with your team, right? If you're a remote team and you want to get together and you know, do your work retreat, then you have that opportunity. We had at least one company who said, yes, we want to do this because one of our team members is in a country that requires a visa and they've been turned down in the US. So going to Canada to do this actually works in our favor. So the goal was, is that a lot of the hotels around, as well as the venue itself, we could make available. Obviously there's a cost involved, but we were going to at least piggyback it onto what we had already. And you could basically come and meet with your team, say the day before or however you wanted to do it. But at least we were going to use our quote, buying power towards, you know, helping you with your team if you needed to.
Yeah, that's such an interesting concept. And I hope, you can pull it off. And if this works, it probably helps other WordCamps to experiment, probably in a smaller scale or even for the flagship events. I don't think I've heard such thing happen everywhere else. But yeah, this has been the... Yeah, I see that you are actually trying a lot of different things. Including, I see also in the tickets, you actually offer for 50 tickets, the full amount, like the actual cost.
Yes. And actually that's probably a little bit low. Yeah. Those are our micro sponsors. From what I understand, the micro sponsors, by the way, it's cheaper than the WordCamp US, just putting it out there. And, we actually, I think, sold more than what they did last year at US of the micro sponsors. So thank you to all of them and the sponsors that we do have, you know, into this, because it just shows that there is an interest in this. And we thank them all and the attendees, for that matter, those to come as well.
Yeah, well, hopefully the more folks buying tickets after listening to our talk. This has been an amazing, interesting and fun talk with you, Shanta. So this is just to end our talk today. I'm looking at WCEH playlist. What's happening here? I've never seen anything like this before on WordCamp site. And I see like songs submitted by you, and there's also by volunteer, by Julia. And who are they? Like Canadian singers, right? I mean, I see Bryan Adams.
I read a book by Mike Myers recently called Canada, and he swears that the biggest thing that Canadians do is rave about the fact that something is Canadian. That's what we do.
Interesting.
So I think this is where it sort of came from. So yes, we have our own playlist, and you can submit whether you're attending or not, but hopefully you will.
Smart. I like it. I like the way that the team, you make it like very Canadian, the culture, the spirit, the hopes, and everything else. Like, I know it's not easy, right? You can only do so much to like really facilitate all the hopes, all the expectation that the community has. But again, Shanta, it's been a pleasure for me to... Oh, you have anything to say?
Just one last thing. I want to thank my team once again, because they have been the most amazing people on the planet. Sean Hooper, Matt Graham, Rick Radko, Paul Byrne, Jamie, Delian, I can't remember his last name, Osler, Kira Howe. They have just been absolutely amazing and have undertaken things that are well out of their comfort zone. They've been absolutely supportive of this. So I want to thank each and every single one of them. And like I said, we were looking at the size of our team versus the US team. And we're like, look at how much we've done. We can always use more organizers, by the way. But I wanted to at least personally thank each and every single one of them, because they've just been amazing.
Oh, that's so sweet. And you all get to see me talk, interact with these folks that Shanta just mentioned. at WordCamp Canada. So yeah, check out the page, the tickets page. There's still more tickets that you can grab. And there are all these exciting plans you have. And I can't wait to see the logo, though. So let's see. Must be very...
As soon as it's up, you'll know.
Yeah. All right. Well, again, Shanta, it has been a great night. I mean, it's 10 p.m. in Jakarta. But it's been a great time chatting with you, listening to the stories, your journey. And I hope in the next almost 2 months, you get all your wish come true. You know, get more sponsors, get more tickets, get more hope, help. And also the local organizers, local folks in Canada coming up and getting involved. So all the best for WordCamp Canada. Thank you so much for bringing all these good things at one event. And yeah, looking forward to the recap or the photos or anything after the event. Well, thank you so much, Shanta. And I hope to catch up with you again next time.
Absolutely. Take care.
Hey, Bob WP here, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to WordPress Event Talk. If you're not subscribed, just head over to dothewoo.io/subscribe or find us on your favorite pod player. And remember, you can subscribe to any of our shows directly or hear them all on our Do The Woo full channel feed. And lastly, we welcome your thoughts, insights, and feedback on all of our episodes. So just head over to dothewoo.io and leave a comment. Until the next time.